Warralilly pre-game interview.
Very good afternoon, Jane Birch. Hello, Birchie.
Good afternoon, Kingy. Yes, I did head back to the Swans headquarters last weekend, actually to see if my duck had landed closer to the pin, but it hadn't. So Nildy and I didn't come away with any money there, but I had a catch-up with a few of the players and lots of excitement down there, that's for sure.
Well, talking about Mark Neild, let's get straight into it because he's standing alongside you, the coach of the South Barwon Football Club, guiding them to a 13-5 record, but that means nothing now other than they're in September. For Warralilly, he's there, and Birchie, you've got the first question for the coach.
Nildy, you have beaten them twice this year, which must, you know, give you a lot of confidence heading into that to today. But have you had to monitor the confidence levels a little bit because finals are a different scenario altogether?
Oh, Birch, it'd be fair to say I need to constantly monitor my own confidence levels, I would have thought, at all times. No, so if you meant me, that's just a daily occurrence, really. Now, in terms of the group, look, that is interesting, isn't it? And people will say it doesn't have any impact. Look, they're probably right. The reality is I heard Kingy's intro and he's certainly up and about, just spoke about, you know, there's half a dozen games to go. We want to be involved with as many of those as we can. All that old cliche stuff, there's no ladder in finals, all those sorts of things. What it meant is that we qualified third, we get a crack at playing the second team, which is Colac, and we're really looking forward to it.
And last week against Colac, you ran with a pretty tall forward line. You've got that luxury of having some key players down there. Beautiful day for tall forwards. Will you run with that same setup today or mix it up a little bit?
It'll depend on, I suppose, the way the game goes. It's a lovely day, and it is, I presume, this ground is one of the few grounds in Geelong that has grass. That's very different to the other grounds that we've been getting around on this year, so it looks absolutely fantastic. So I'm sure all the players would be thrilled to get out there and have a run around. But, yeah, we'll start. We've got three tall marking forwards, and we'll plonk them forward and hope our midfielders can get their hands on the footy and see what Colac can do about that.
Nildy, thanks for joining us. Your demeanour throughout the season when you've been talking to us is one of enjoyment of being involved in community football again. Does your demeanour change slightly as the finals roll around and, you know, it becomes a bit real that you're actually a challenger for what's on offer on September 23?
No, Kingy, that's certainly not the plan. You know, our theory all along has been, you know, to identify the way that we want to play, and that's come from the player group. And every Tuesday we have a bit of a chat. The players feed to each other, and then the coaching group, right, here's a couple of areas we think we'd like to get better at this week. Training is centred around that, and we've taken the same approach this week.
If I told you you were plus 58 in contested possession against Colac in round 5 and plus 91 last week, would those numbers surprise you, and do they mean anything when we talk about contested footy being key in finals football?
Yeah, they probably surprise a bit, Kingy. I certainly wouldn't doubt you, as the world of the K-Rock listener knows, you are the rain man of all stats, and if I would presume they're true. So, yeah, slightly surprising. You know, Colac, they're a good team. Like, they've only dropped a handful of games all year. They've been up and around the top part of the GFNL ladder for a long time, and they play a good brand of footy. So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
You've been forced into two changes, I believe. Noble and Middleton won't play this afternoon.
Well, you know that, Kingy, because you asked me that yesterday when I walked into the office, because as everybody probably knows, you and I work together, and the surprising thing from you was that you said, oh, I see Noble and Middleton aren't named on Play HQ. So all that needed for me was to take half an hour to work out what Play HQ actually was. And then I said, they're not there because, you're right, they're not playing.
Yeah. Well, don't try and navigate it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look, Kingy's giving me those eyes. I know it's bad for radio. So but Jake, he's like, please don't be a smart aleck. I told you yesterday. Just be serious.
So Jake Peters back, but you're going to play Tanner Sadler for just his second game. What's he done to impress you?
A lot, actually. So the way we've gone about it, and again, Kingy, when I met with the South Barwon players, I asked them a whole range of questions, and one of the things they said with regards to selection, and most sporting groups say it, they said, oh, look, we want the players that are in form to be rewarded for selection. So when Lachie Middleton went out with a sore arm, Lachie plays inside mid. So all year what we've done is say, okay, well, in this case, well, who last week was the most in-form inside mid that played in the 12 p.m. team? And last week it was unanimous that Tanner Sadler was the best inside mid last week, so he plays. That's been the theory all year, and we want to run with that.
When you sat down with Shermo and Aggie last year,
yes,
did you think that you were going to
But what was the realistic expectation for the team this year? Do you think you've exceeded it just at the moment?
Oh, yeah. Now, again, there's two parts to that question, Jace, I think, or two parts to the answer. I didn't have an expectation because my analysis of the GFNL, not high level, and certainly was potentially... I was a little bit more than zero, because I did actually speak to you, and I spoke to Kingy, say, just tell me something about this competition.
Yep.
So Aggie and Schumer, they would have had their own expectations, I'm sure, but I think they picked up in the conversation with the way that we talked about identifying areas to improvement. If they did have expectations, that they didn't share them with me in terms of win-loss, position on ladder, that sort of stuff.
You take Fraser Fort and Ben Callett out, which are two big, big ones.
Yeah, that'd be upsetting. What have you done?
No, I'm just saying, take them out of the team from last, look, from what you started with, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the improvement come from across the board?
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose, Jace, really, the people that are probably best placed to answer that are sort of outside. Like, we can give you the inside view. It's just a look, I think one of the things that's been really pleasing to be involved with is, like, when we said in October, this is what we want to do, we've actually stuck to it.
Yeah.
And when I say we, that's everybody. So the players still have the same system. I think there's, Kingy will know, I think there's somewhere between 6 to 9 players that are running around today that played in a reserve grade premiership last year. So I think that's really good for a club. So there's obviously been some natural development there. I don't know. People say, well, there's been buy-in. Well, there's buy-in, I suppose, if you win a sporting contest. There had to be some type of buy-in. People talk that about getting on the same page, Jace. What does that really mean? Not sure. You've got to have some idea what your teammate's doing. So there'd be a few contributing factors.
For Warralee, speaking with the coach of the South Barham Footy Club, Warralee, the premier place for families to live. Check out warralee.com.au. He's Matty Kershaw.
Neildy, you do match up very well against Colac. Why do you think certain teams do match up well against certain teams, and in particular your team against Colac? What makes it that you match up well against them?
Yeah, that's a reasonable question, Kersh. And you know, there's two things there. One is, I know there's a little bit of contest. If the person being interviewed actually says something like that, there's a score for you, so it goes up on the scoreboard. The other one is, as long as I take the rabbit on here, I'm going to think of an answer while I... I don't know. We're very much concentrating on ourselves, so... We had a good victory against Colac early in the year, and I think human nature says if you do that, your confidence level, it just maybe goes up a little bit.
Yep.
So that's probably the best way to answer it. We've had a reasonable year all across the board, and like I said, it's wonderful to get another crack at Colac today and see what we can come up with.
That's a good point you make. It goes into my next question, that you've had a good year all round on both ends of the ground. I think you're ranked 2 for offensive and ranked 3 defensively. So that's where you want to be as a coach, don't you? You want to have that sort of middle ground where you're not, ranked 2 for score 4, but defensively you're leaking goals. You've got that level where you'd be extremely happy with.
Yeah, we are. Yes, you're right. And look, we're really pleased with that. There's certainly areas where we can get better at. Coaches are hard to please, and senior players are hard to please. We get all that sort of stuff, but it's quite balanced. I think one of the things, Kersh, when we sit down, we do a 5-4-3-2-1 for the best and fairest. It's actually quite hard.
Yep.
Most games, it's been really difficult to, and not so much who to include. I suppose it is, but gee, you go back and go, oh, gee, that I thought that guy was pretty good, and not going to get in. And it will be hopefully not for a month, but when we do get to count those votes, I reckon it's going to be pretty close.
Neildy, have you carried over a player? If your 2s win and the 1s play on Sunday, will you carry over a player?
Yeah, Kingy, we've got some issues there with that rule, haven't we? You have discussed things with AFL Barwon. So I presume, hang on, Leopold to kick the goal, that's the rule. So they're at 4 points, 4 points in front of our reserve team. Kingy, so to be clear, we put a case forward to ask the question of AFL Barwon during the week. So my question was, let's just say, so this reserve game has commenced, and for whatever reason, one of the senior players comes down with an illness and can't take the field. Can we play a player who's played some part of this game? The answer is no.
But you can during the season.
You can during the season, right? So we then posed another problem to them or for a solution. We gave them an example, which isn't us this week.
It's Leopold this weekend.
Leopold. So their reserves team's playing right now. Their seniors play tomorrow. Overnight, someone comes down with COVID or gets sick or whatever. Can they play a player twice? And the answer is no. So we had a discussion as a group, Kingy, and the players, we left it to them to decide. Good mark, Ben. That's terrific. We then, so the players came back to us and said, "On the sorry, Ben Starkey, he's a good player. His brother's
Dylan's
playing
brother.
The seniors, Dylan's brother. Yeah, he's going to be all right, I reckon." Took a good mark, backing back into the pack, and has repelled what would have been an inside 50 for Leopold. Now, where was I? What was I saying?
The
players. The right, rule. So the players came back to us on Thursday before training and said, look, it hasn't happened for 18 weeks. If anyone's in the seniors that might be feeling a little bit sore or slightly off, you've got to let us know before 11:45. There's bounce time today and we'll take our chances this week.
Yep.
And if we play on different days next week, we will revisit that. We revisited it yesterday with Michael Lim, and what he said that the club would have to, this time, so we'll do it, put something to the AFL Bowen Commission to mull over at one of their meetings later in the year, and if they think this has got a bit of an issue, they might look at maybe a modification for season 2024.
Okay. All right.
What's the reasoning behind it, though?
I'm not exactly sure. And
why it would be different in finals than it is in during the home and away season.
Same.
Yeah, someone... or some people who came up with that rule, they'll be able to tell us.
It's because somebody's probably exploited a loophole once upon a time.
Look, it's like most laws. At a particular moment in time, someone thought it was a great idea, so they put it in. So let's hope throughout this series it doesn't happen to any club or any one particular person.
Look up on the screen, Neildy. What can you see up there? What is it? What scoreboard? Well, it's no score up there yet because they haven't started.
Yeah, I can see. So the under-16 Division 1 Buckley's Cup Grand Final today, Ocean Grove. And Ocean Grove are one of the clubs that name their teams after people that have been around for a little while. So the under-16 Neil team is playing against the Geelong West Giants. 2:45. I actually got a nephew in that team. Which is great. So, Tom, go well, young fella, and just keep your head over the ball and see how you go.
All right. And you're going to coach from one of the coaches' boxes here today, and Bucci's going to join you at some stage throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
If Bucci had been here for the team meeting that happened at 12:45 rather than rocking in at 2:01.
Oh, wow. What's going on?
Feedback's a gift, so it's up to Bucci how she unwraps that. Now, I tell you what we did do today, Kim, which may be of interest to someone and absolutely zero interest to anybody else, is that I thought you were going to mention, we had a team meeting then, and at beginning of the second quarter, families came in. The team meeting. So the players, if they felt comfortable, were asked on behalf of the club to invite mum and dad in. And so we had a sprinkling of mums and dads in the meeting. And it was just about sharing what is. Finals is really, it's a really nice time. And we just felt that it'd be nice to share that with family. Because often it's great with your teammates. But then when you go home, if you're trying to, like, I've tried to, the odd occasion over the last 30 years to explain to Sarah something about sport, and she just looks at me and goes, "Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about, and can we talk about something else?" So we invited the mums and dads in, and it worked really well. They enjoyed it.
We're going to let you go, Neildy, because we've actually overshot. I didn't realise what time it was. That might be our longest pre-game interview with anybody, but it was a lot of fun, and we're going to at least do it one more time, but we'll talk to you after the game.
You're joining us. One more time? You're kidding.
I said at least, Mark, listening ears.
Mark. Give it to him, Neildy.
I said at least one more time.
Oh, you say,
I said at least one more time. And you're joining
now, Mum, you will be listening, and yes, someone else did call me by my name that you gave me when I was born. It's amazing. Now he's pointing at me.
And you're joining us tomorrow.
I am. That'll be great. Yeah, what are we doing tomorrow?
You're in the expert chair tomorrow.
Great. That'll be fantastic. Good luck to the Falcons too, Kirsty, your young fella.
Thank you, Mark.
Falcons girls are playing right now. We'll give us a
great. If I'm here for another 30 seconds, this is invoice territory, I reckon.
Goodbye, Mark. Good luck today. Mark Neil joining us. And I'm about to go to an ad break and Birchie's about to hit me with the microphone.
I did everything in my willpower just to not respond then.
Warra Lilly pre-game interview.